Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 3rd of July, recording at 9:29 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here today. Asian stock markets were lower in here. The gains ranging from small to over 2% I see in the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index. Now, the European stock markets rallied here today, and they had started weaker, but saw some gains following the U.S. unemployment figures. Those showed, incidentally, more people out of work, slightly more people out of work than were actually forecast, but the line coming from the chat shows was that this meant that the Fed wasn't going to raise rates. Well, we all knew that, didn't we? Anyway, Wall Street closed with some modest gains on the Dow and the S&P, although the NASDAQ composite was down slightly. Elsewhere, European government bonds rose. The U.S. long bond futures declined a little bit, 8 ticks to be precise. The bigger drama was in currencies. Following the ECB's interest rate hike, which is expected by absolutely everyone on the planet who follows these things, and the U.S. employment reports, we had a delayed rally that boosted the dollar a bit. And as I speak, it's up nearly 700 ticks on the U.S. dollar index. That puts it up to 72.72. And the euro has fallen back currently at 156.99. And sterling's fallen back just over a cent here to 198.25. Okay, elsewhere, crude oil, another new high. Unrelenting, this. At 145.31. Natural gas also, it must be a new high as well. Precious metals were a bit easier in here today. They came back on that dollar news rather than rally further on the crude news today. And the soft commodities were somewhat mixed. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock market's concerned, and some other markets, it's as if the whole world is on a crude oil standard. And what I mean by that, of course, is that's the big influence. That's what everybody's talking about for the most part. And I think that a good many people, myself included, feel that if oil does spike higher from here, that's going to have a shock effect on the global economy. Even though it's widely forecast, that can be a contrary indicator, but already at $145, this is a problem, and the higher it goes, quite simply, the more it's likely to slow GDP growth in the oil importing countries. So this is not a good situation. It's what I've described as a perfect storm, because we also still have what will be the long lingering effects of the Western banks credit crisis, the burst housing bubbles, the downgrades of corporate profits, and so on. So we're still in a sticky patch here, to put it in a somewhat quaint term, for global stock markets. But a lot of these trends, you go through the trends, and so many are overextended. A number have accelerated downwards. Some are back near previous lows. Some have broken previous lows, but are near perhaps other psychological support levels. But overall, they look very overextended. And of course, there's a black mood as far as investors are concerned. And we're getting some fairly emotional, extreme commentary coming from portions of the media, as you know. Now, these are all contrary indicators, but it doesn't mean that people can't become even more pessimistic or markets can't go a bit lower here if that crude oil price continues to push higher. So I suspect we will eventually get when we get a change in this trend. Currently, stock market's moving down in response to crude oil moving up. Well, you don't have to be a genius to appreciate that when that changes, we'll get crude oil moving down and stock markets moving up. Meanwhile, it's probably difficult for stock markets to get more than a dead cat bounce. But there's some real value in some of these markets here now, and investors should keep that in mind. In terms of short-term timing, I don't think anybody needs to be in a rush to go in. In terms of people who feel battered enough by the declines that we've already seen, I can understand the wish to bail out. I personally, as I've said before, I'm annoyed that I didn't sell my India and China positions last year when they were hitting new highs, but I didn't. And I'm certainly not going to sell them down here. I think they're much closer, definitely much closer to buying ranges than selling ranges. And I remain a long-term bull. But I'm in no hurry to put additional money into these markets. I will watch the oil trend and the trends of equities just like everyone else. But this is a better time to buy than sell, in my opinion. That does not mean that we've seen the actual bottom for any of these markets, but I think all this replay of the Great Depression and so on is very much of an exaggerated concern. And you know, what I've already said, it we're getting apocalyptic forecasts. It's not a good idea to bet on or to invest on the basis of the worst case scenario, just as it's not a good idea to invest or bet on the best case scenario. And when we get extreme forecasts, well, you've probably heard many, many extreme forecasts over your investing career, and the vast majority of them are wrong. Or they exaggerate the risks and they exaggerate the potential. Okay, looking at the commodity markets in here, again, oil is the key driver, but then we also have the food story, which is both fundamental in terms of shortages and technical in terms of momentum plays that we are actually seeing. These are the performing markets here right now. But I do suspect that when oil peaks, that a lot of these commodity trends, and when I talk about oil peaking, I'm talking about a medium-term correction. But a medium-term correction, if oil goes high enough, a medium-term correction could last 2 years, possibly more. We've certainly seen that within a number of overall upward trends. But when that happens, I think that it will take bring a number of other commodity trends down. So you'll get resources down in medium-term corrections and stock markets up. That's the 1-2 related action that I expect at some point. But it hasn't happened today, and it probably won't happen tomorrow, but it is going to happen at some time. I don't know when, but the charts will show us. What else to mention here? Copper backed off that $4 level once again. Not too surprising that. I've got a close stop to protect most of my copper profit in that market. That may get triggered tomorrow. And other items. I've covered the dollar. I've covered crude. Gold covered down, that's down a little bit in here today, so that's pretty much it. Those of you who are enjoying your July 4th, the Independence Day holiday weekend, have a great time. And the rest of us, well, we'll be convening tomorrow again, won't we? Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.